not against really good teams, although it just shows you in athletics, it's like in life, you never give up. And actually, with Arkansas, at least they had the ball. When you've got the ball, you've got a chance. And Missouri made the, you don't want to criticize somebody else for what they do, but number one, if you've got a four-point lead and a guy's driving for a layup, either foul him where he can't make it or leave him alone.
Right.
And twice, consecutive possessions, B.J. not only got the basket, but got fouled. So Arkansas got some help there. There's no doubt about it. But nonetheless, they got down the floor so fast. You know, we talk about clock management, and I thought even Wednesday night I had to be complimentary of Auburn, even though they lost, for the way they managed the clock and at least stayed within range by fouling quickly. And so Arkansas did the same thing. Their clock management in the last minute, I thought Saturday was just absolutely superb. And so they got the lead. And when they did, they obviously had to set their defense. And it's interesting that I know Missouri wasn't real happy with the last play where Clark came up with the basketball. But as I saw that play, and if I was sitting in Missouri's chair, maybe I'd have seen it differently because right. We all have our prejudices. But sure. As I saw the play, he dribbled right into Clark, and he was losing control of the ball before he got there. And so was there a bump? Yeah, but he moved into Clark. Clark just picked up the ball. Now, what Cody did, fine that he drove the length of the floor, but he might have wanted to pull back at that point and eat some more time. As it turned out, it didn't matter if Arkansas won. But that was a pivotal play. I think the great thing about that game is you could look back and see in the last 2 minutes just big play after big play after big play, and Missouri made several as well until the last 48 seconds. It was just a highly entertaining game, and that was a huge win because you look at the standings right now. Instead of being 6-6, Arkansas is 7-5 with another home game Thursday. They've caught Missouri. They obviously have a road game at Missouri. It's going to be tough to win. A road game at Florida, it's going to be tough to win. But had they lost that game, then they would have given up what they gained at Auburn Wednesday night. So great comeback, and it was wonderful to see. One other thought on that, Justin, is that we've said all along that for Arkansas to win, B.J. Young and Marshawn Powell need help. They do, but Arkansas is still at its best when those two are both outstanding on the same night. Yeah. And we saw that in the last two games. And, hey, if that's what it takes the rest of the year and everybody else contributes some, more power to them.
Yeah, I would say if those two can combine for around 40 a game, I would say Arkansas will have a chance the rest of the way. And Cody Clark, also a big game the other night, Rick. And I think he had, I heard the stat, maybe three-pointers made on the season. Then he knocks down 3-for-3 the other day.
That's right. He was 3-for-9 going into the game. They just upped his percentage from 33% to 50%, but hit him at such big times. They're all in the first half, but Arkansas was so struggling in the first half. It was 9-0, and at that point, it was 9-0, and Arkansas had missed two layups and hadn't had a shot contested yet and didn't make any of them. It was the total opposite of the Florida game when they came out and couldn't miss. This time, they couldn't make it, so you're down 9-0. You're a little bit nervous. There's probably somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 Missouri fans in the building, and they're all going crazy. And so, which I thought was really good. I think that was really healthy for Arkansas to see some opponents come into the arena, meaning that Arkansas fans had to get with it, and they did. It was a great atmosphere. But after that, you know, Clark, those three threes that he hit in the first half really kept Arkansas in the game until they could make a nice move in the second half.
Yeah, it was certainly fun to see, and again, it was raucous in there, and boy, it's been a while since we've seen that kind of crowd on hand. We had talked earlier about the student section and the impact they have on the game, and I have not had a chance to see a full house since they readjusted, I guess, where everybody sits and having the students down towards the court. What kind of impact are you seeing from the students?
Well,
I know they're into it.
I think they're just great. You know, you've got to have that noise level. You observe what other people do in arenas, and Arkansas, they're landlocked where they are because you got people sitting right behind the Arkansas bench, right behind the opponent's bench. Although you can't in the SEC, you can't put students behind the opponent's bench. But those are people that they're the longtime donors who have been buying those seats for years. So you cannot displace them. So what they've done with the students, they've always had that right above the rail and below the first permanent section of seats for them, and that's good. But now, as you go up right behind them, there are two full sections that are devoted to students. And I think one of the you know, Jeff Long has done a lot of good things since he's been the athletic director at Arkansas. And obviously he's different from Frank Broyles in a lot of ways. And I thought it would be difficult for anybody to go in and replace Coach Broyles. But one of the best things he's done is offer a ticket to students that for $65, you can go to everything. So, yeah, I know it's nice when they have the dollar football tickets, you know, or $10 for the whole season or something like that. But at the same time, basketball tickets were half the cost of a regular season ticket, mm-hmm. which is tough for a student to buy. They're not going to go to all those games. So now for $65, you can go to every football game, every basketball game, every baseball game, every women's basketball game, every gymnastics, anything you want to go to. I think that has really enhanced the student involvement with basketball, because you're going to buy it for football anyway. And so now, and baseball's hot, so you want to go to that. Hey, let's go to some basketball games. They're fun again. And so it's very reasonable. And I think the student, the noise level in there from the students has had a very good impact for Arkansas's, favorably for Arkansas's team.
Rick, we've got a couple people who want to ask questions. Let me talk about baseball briefly, I guess. And it's always disappointing to see when you're number one to see you drop a game to a team like Western Illinois. But that's baseball and really anybody on any given day. And I know Coach Van Horn was not real pleased with what he got after he kind of shook up the lineup for the Sunday game. But overall, what was your picture from the weekend for baseball?
Well, you know, on any given day, the Yankees might lose to the Seattle Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
And so in baseball, it does happen. I just mentioned that in case Randy's listening. But anyway, it does happen. In baseball, you're going to lose some games. When you're thinking about winning 40-plus in the course of the season, obviously you think you're going to sweep somebody like Western Illinois. Tough thing was, Trent Daniel, who's a veteran, Arkansas's pitching had just been fabulous all weekend, and he struggled with his control. He was throwing early strikes to hitters, and those hitters were hitting him. And so he wasn't fooling many people. And then in one inning, Arkansas made the only three errors it made all weekend, it made the same inning. And that really contributed to Western Illinois' big inning and allowing them to win the ball game. Arkansas fought back, couldn't quite get all the way back. So I guess the disappointment is, with Blake Baxendale, who's a freshman catcher,
yeah,
who figured to be the number two guy and would even push Wise a little bit out for the season. Now you got a guy out there, I'm not blaming you, John Ramirez has got a chance to be a good catcher at some point, but he's making his first career start and he has a pass ball and a throwing error in the same inning, and that's two runs. And so I think that's where Dave is probably a little disappointed, is you got to have when you're going to play some of your other guys who are in competition for starting jobs, but you're really kind of in a tough spot at catcher, that hurt Arkansas yesterday. The other two errors hurt a little bit, but not as much.
Right.
And so I'm sure he was disappointed with that. But, hey, the good news was Brandon Moore came out and pitched just like he did all last year.
Rick,
and so you got good pitching out of him. We're seeing some of these guys emerge as hitters. Serrano had three hits yesterday. Spoon had three hits yesterday. So there were some encouraging signs, too.
Rick, tell me what you know about Dominic Ficicello. I saw that he was out for the three-game series against Western Illinois with an oblique strain, and that can be a little touchy. So do you know what his status is?
Yeah, it can be really touchy. He was going to be the starting second baseman. He strained it in batting practice on Friday, so they pulled him from the lineup because it was cold. Anytime you're dealing with strained anything and it's cold, you want to be careful. Well, now they want to be so careful that he's not going to play Tuesday and Wednesday and may not play next weekend either. Now, after that, the Hogs head for Arizona, where they're going to get nice, warm weather, and you figure he'll be okay to play there. So, Ficicello may miss the first eight games, and it's the same for Randall Fant, who is dealing with a hamstring, I believe, and Colby Suggs, who's got an injury. He may pitch next weekend, but if not, it may be Arizona for him. So, it's nice to see that Arkansas has some good pitching depth and they can move some people around. Mahan, who played second base, had a good weekend offensively for Arkansas and defensively. So they've got plenty of depth, but Ficicello is as good as there is, so you sure want to get him back. You like to get those other pitchers back too.
Rick, we got a couple folks online here real quick. Craig and Maumelle, go ahead.
I just want to ask Rick one question. Since he was at the game, I watched it on Saturday night. I DVR'd it. I was at the track all day, but I noticed the officiating was great, I thought, until about the last minute. And there was about two calls. I was like, wow. And now, how big was that call when B.J. Young got the M1 when he should have been called for traveling at that point of the game?
That was the first one. You know, it's interesting because everybody sees things different ways. Missouri earlier in the game, and it worked to Arkansas's advantage, got hit with a charge call after their guy took about three steps. Well, they should have called walking there, too, and he wouldn't have got hit with a charge call.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You know, I can't speak to that, but for whatever reason they didn't call it, I'm certainly happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to give a game ball to that official for calling the and one instead of the walk. Mm. You know, I mean, that was a big time call, you know, in that time of the game. But
I don't think he was doing it to get a game ball from anybody. I think he either missed it or didn't think it was walking.
Yeah, and I was going to say the Michael Qualls kid, when he went back up for that second attempt, that was one of the most athletic things I've ever seen in my life. When he went back up and put that put back in. But
if you watch every game, you'll see at least one play a game that you'll say the same thing about. He's got to be. I've seen a lot of guys with great leaping ability at Arkansas. I think he's the best. He makes some of the most remarkable leaping plays that I've ever seen.
Craig, appreciate the call very much. And, he reminds me of a young Matt Jones, who joins us in studio. We'll be visiting with him coming up, finding out what's coming up.
Hey, now, Dustin, before you go any further, I want to say this about the program director, because you made a great decision, and you need to be complimented for this, because it's my understanding that every Razorback baseball game is going to be on one of those two stations down there. If you can't carry it on the Buzz because it runs into drive time sports, you're going to put it on the other station. And I really believe, and I've said this on our program, and I've said it to Randy, and you need to hear it publicly, I think one of the reasons why Razorback baseball has hit, has become more popular than it's ever been at any time, is because Signal Media has put it on the Buzz and your sister station and carried it in Little Rock, because it's always been a phenomenon in Northwest Arkansas, and now it's become statewide. And so I really appreciate that, and I didn't know how it would be handled this weekend, but when Randy said that, I thought that was great, so you need to be complimented for that.
No, I appreciate it. I will commend our GM, Steve Johnson, who really gets to make that call, but I begged him, but I was good at that he said yes. So, yeah, I'm glad we are too, because we do get a few folks who complain. Once we get in the SEC season, it's typically there aren't too many, if any, conflicts with the Buzz, but, yeah, it's great to be able to air all those games, and we have been caught up in it. We actually talked to a former Razorback baseball player, Brady Toops, who had some pretty special moments in Fayetteville earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Rick, you want to talk about a great young man who's gone on to some good things, living over in Nashville, doing some music. I mean, just a great guy. And if people missed it earlier, we'll have that posted to our website later on today. And also, I will link it to our blog. But I knew you were a guy who would appreciate Brady Toops.
You bet.
As a person and a baseball player. So I appreciate you, Rick, always coming on. And thanks for the insight. We'll have to do it again.
All right, Justin. Happy to do it.
Thanks
a lot.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Rick Schaefer. Very good. And